Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining me in the studio is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello again, Ian. How are you?
Doing well. Nice to see you again. Last time you left us with a challenge about the human body.
I said, think of a seven-letter word beginning with A that names a part of the human body. Switch the first two letters, and you'll get a two-word phrase that names something a superstitious person doesn't like. What is the body part, and what is the thing?
So the part of the body is the abdomen, and if you switch the B and the A, you've got bad omen.
All of that is correct. All right, Ian, on November 2nd, 1920, KDKA in Pittsburgh went on the air as the first commercial radio station. The first broadcast was the outcome of the 1920 U.S. presidential election. To commemorate our ancestors in radio, this week our quiz is about notable radio broadcasts.
Okay, this should be fun, and I hope this one makes the list someday.
How long is the list? First up, on March 12th, 1933, FDR gave the first of 30 radio addresses to the American people. By what two-word name are these addresses collectively known?
These are the Fireside Chats.
They are indeed the Fireside Chats. All right. Blood, Toil, Tears, and Sweat, We Shall Fight on the Beaches, and This Was Their Finest Hour are the common names for three speeches given to the House of Commons in 1940, and broadcast on BBC Radio. What world leader gave these speeches?
That has to be Winston Churchill.
It has to be Winston Churchill because, well, it is Winston Churchill. American Top 40, a radio program that counts down the most popular songs in the U.S., broadcast its first show on July 3rd, 1970, and is still on the air today. Who hosted that original show?
I'll guess Casey Kasem.
Good guess. During Game 6 of the 1947 World Series, sportscaster Red Barber called a famous catch of a fly ball hit by Yankee slugger Joe DiMaggio. And if you would like me to do the impression, I will, but I don't think you do. What team were the Yankees facing in that series?
I believe the Brooklyn Dodgers.
The Brooklyn Dodgers is correct. That's good. And finally, originating from WSB in Atlanta, a November 29, 1929 broadcast first used a series of three chimes, G, E, and C, to signal the station breaks for the network of radio affiliates owned by what company?
That is NBC.
That's right. And there was another version of that chime sequence that had a fourth chime that was a secret code of sorts to let people know that something, sort of an emergency, was happening.
Wow. We should come up with a better theme then.
Well, this may not be a notable radio broadcast, but Ian certainly got notable radio knowledge. He went 5 for 5 again this week. What's your favorite radio broadcast that you've listened to in the last 2.5 minutes? Let us know. Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or visit WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's quiz, some extra credit questions, or this weekly challenge.
Take the name of a city associated with a WAMC frequency. Rearrange the letters to spell the name of a biblical figure and a biblical event with which this figure is associated. Who is the figure and what is the event?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other venues. Mike, I'm going to get another log to throw on the fireside. We'll be back this same time next week.
See you then, Ian.